evening, truckers everywhere, especially those trucking around for the mug. I am Dick Chafing, and this is Hutton Orbital Live.
I'm Z. Rudolph Hucker, and this evening we've got the news, Flossie's answers to your burning questions, Commander Wotherspoon and his mighty digestion, a little bit of a naked update, and of course, a trip to the green room.
Besides that, we've got some music. And this week we couldn't come up with a theme, so you're welcome to make up one that makes sense. So if anyone can link the tunes together in a cunning thread, we'll give you public praise. That's a Harry Balzac guarantee.
Norma's without her loose knockers this evening. We think she may have left his corpse somewhere behind the bar, judging by the smell. Either that or it's some of Moof's home brew. So, having set you that challenge, it is on to those headlines.
Salty sardine turns mean amid speculation of a Thargoid infiltration and attempted Haley... I knew I was going to trip somebody up with this one, you know. Try that one again. Salty sardine turns mean amid speculation of Thargoid infiltration and attempted Hutton alienation.
Colonia Crisp import scandal rocks Doritos.
Evolution Revolution causes Pilots Federation celebration.
Atrus returns with more Green Menace news. Hopefully his voice is cleared up this week.
Oops.
Hacks are completely wired. Or is that weird?
The latest news on Hutton's epic and tragic and yet still epic love story. That is Lou and Norma. Yeah, that's right. Quite simply put, Mad Dog, if you think and have to ask if it was a poop joke, then it probably was. Anyway, on with our first story of the evening. There was a minor altercation at the bar today that narrowly avoided spilling over into a full station-wide alert, as a salty sardine was detected rocking the boat a little at Hutton. The Operation IDA imposter caused an outbreak of mods caused by a particularly virulent spreadsheet and overuse of PowerPoint slides with Comic Sans fonts. There are rumours that this base individual was actually a Thargoid spy, sent to sow discord among the allies of Operation IDA, and undermining Hutton's latest effort to flap all the fires out and stick a super sticky sticky plaster, known to certain commanders as a big band-aid for their boo-boos, on green, gooey stations within the bubble. Using the latest in Holo-Me technology, this entity managed to bypass station security, pose as a pilot, pass off his pass as a particularly potent IDA pilot, and press his case for having paperwork submitted in triplicate on three colours of paper, calling into doubt Hutton's previous efforts both in the Pleiades and in the Big Willy operation. He was caught by one Listeri 69 and promptly branded as fake news, at which point he was lynched by a drunken truckers and handed over to a visiting security detail from Operation IDA. It appears that the doppelganger apparition had also appeared on the Genosis, or Gnosis, headquarters of Canon Interstellar and amongst the pilots of Operation AXI, Operation XE on the Gnosis, or the Gnosis in Operation AXI. Be warned, commanders, dark forces are at work and are attempting to prevent our best efforts from working, but our security team are ever vigilant, or at least keeping an eye on things. Or maybe just waking up when someone prods them. So be on your guard, and as usual, let's truck for the mug!
Complaints have been lodged with the Federal Minister for Potatoes by the residents of Hutton's agricultural outpost in Doritos, somewhere near Fort Mugg, out at Colonia, that pilots were importing crisps. known by some commanders as chips, but we all know chips are chippy and crisps are crispy, from the bubble, and undermining the local market for tasty and deeply unhealthy potato or imitation potato snacks, using luxury long-range cruise vessels. When confronted as to why the floating gin palaces were importing such snackage as deeply salty and vinegary chipsticks, hedgehog-flavoured deep-fried sliced spuds, and of course that Colonia favourite, the flammable flying saucer-shaped reformed snack that gave Doritos its name, the Federation stated that they were just fulfilling demand. They claim that a short-term shortage was created by a series of small, localised fires that burned all the colours of the rainbow and destroyed Burlive's personal belly-busting and artery-hardening late-night snack supply. And, of course, that was nothing to do with the federal ship that hightailed it out of the system, smelling suspiciously of cheese and onion, leaving the entire supply slightly more crispy than normal and rather heavy on the maillard and barbecued flavours. This is a reminder to all Colonia pilots, and by that we mean King Hanky, keep it Colonia, and if you're munching on something crunchy, make sure it was baked in the potato fields of Doritos and sprinkled with a little Fort Mug dried lemon and gin powder. Don't tell Cecil, or he'll lick it all off.
The Pilots' Federation, having taken a year off to contemplate whether it's safe to let their members visit atmosphere worlds and volcanic shores, have gone missing. There are rumours that they've gone on an extended party outing to celebrate their nomination for Evolution. Sources have cited their efforts in adjusting the human genome to survive for months on end in a cockpit without developing seat sores, repetitive strain injury to your joystick hand, and space blindness from staring too hard at the sun without cool shades on. They face some stiff competition from various other agencies that have developed new ways to shoot each other in inventive ways, carry at least 50 high-caliber weapons in a single small backpack, and of course respawn on a regular basis despite having been viciously dismembered only seconds before. The pilots of Hutton would like to wish the Pilots Federation all the best. And would they please get back to Founders World as soon as possible and start printing the pilot's licenses that allow us to fly through the clouds on the way to revisit Earth or skim through gas giants looking for Jovian whales.
Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 reporting in again with this week's updates on the fight against the Thargoids. Humanity has been hard at work repelling the Thargoids this week. Last week, Eagle Eye revealed the Thargoids' targets to be Witu, Devani, Nike, Nagun, Orlin, and Weird. Through a huge effort from anti-Xeno groups, including our very own Hackthwing, successfully defended Weird and Nagun. To add on to good news, the Thargoids' presence in HIP 10492, HIP 24046, LP 734-32, Veja Ding, and Songbee have been reduced to marginal, meaning the incursions will soon be lifted if anti-Xeno groups keep up the fight. With the good news, there was always some bad. Oh, incursions are now live in Witu, Devani, Mike and Orlin, and another 10 systems under incursion from previous weeks. This week, the boffins over at Canon tried an experiment in the Witu system to see if they could find a new way of fending off the Thargoids, called Operation Indy Croft. Pilots were asked to deliver Guardian relics to the station to see if Guardian tech present on stations would ward off the Thargoids' attack. Unfortunately, as we see from this week's update, the experiment was a complete and utter failure. Canon is now rethinking its approach to finding new means of fighting off the Thargoids besides engaging them in combat. While the boffins are away finding the new ways to fight these Thargoids, they still made the time to decode this week's Eagle Eye messages. The Thargoids are planning to attack Imbutus, Domoth, LTT 617, Brib, Aganeep, and Ross 1057. It would seem that the Thargoids are keen on attacking Imperial systems this week, further demonstrating that they are a bunch of bastards and that they hate all of humanity equally. And finally, an update from those amazing hollers over at Operation IDA. In record time, they have repaired Leva Civiti, dock in HIP 21167, and are now making ambitious plans with several groups to begin rapidly repairing damaged stations across the bubble. Truckers, keep an eye on HAXCOM channels for which systems we will be defending. Commander Falkotuk is counting on you to help him take the fight to the enemy. Good luck out there for the mug.
Further to Atrus's report, and oh dear, sounds like you're rather unwell there. Further to Atrus's report, we have an update from our own team leader, Falkotuk, in what appears to be maybe his own words, just put through some kind of voice decoder.
Haxving did their part in defeating Thargoid forces and keeping Verd free. To thank all of the commanders who fought off Sarg the Mighty's advance force, local engineers at Vela has offered no discounts of any sort to anyone involved. Truly, gratitude at its finest. With the redeployment of Thargoid forces this Thursday, Commander Falkotuk of HAXCOM has issued new orders for Haxving pilots. Push back the infestation in Aganippi. This system is in our neighborhood and has two large systems to lose. If we can hit Sarg hard enough to get him out of Aganippi, we will strike against his advance forces believed to be operating in Ross 1057. If you are unable to participate in combat operations, remember, you can still aid the war in the war effort with rescue operations at burning stations or hauling supplies to fix stations under repair. You can also aid in the monitoring of Hutton space by doing FSS scans of our systems and reporting any non-human signal sources found. To stay up to date with the Haxving operations, join the Facebook group Haxving. With a V, that's a W. Or read the Haxving, that's with a W, briefing channel on the Hutton Orbital Discord server. Defend the mug.
Lou's working late, so he claims. So for all your hotbed news this week, check the more reliable channels on Facebook and Discord, where you actually stand a chance of getting some useful information this week. And now, topping the bill, over to Norma!
The truth about Lou is that he's been ordered to build a doghouse for himself. Too sweet. It's cold outside, and I told him that if he didn't want his tenderloins frozen, that he'd need to sort out some accommodation. Anyway, less about him. I got fed up of not having any community goals, so I made my own. It will last 10 days. You'll need your largest ship and your biggest racks, and you'll need to truck like a trucker. We are going to repair 10 stations in 10 days, and we need your help to do it. If you point your browsers at hot.forthemug.com/hotfix, you will see a lovely page of lovely numbers. This equates to 10 stations that the Thargoids have left in a bit of a mess. So we want you to deliver everything they need to all 10 stations in just 10 days. So that's every single item on the repair list to these stations. Number 1, Bethke Ring in Wapana. Number 2, Diomin Station in HIP 23395. Number 3, Mattingly Dock in Padyas. Henry Dock is number 4 in Valkups. Number 5 is Resnik Dock in HIP 24046. Number 6 is Vermelli Terminal in Litsizini. Number 7, Goddard Hub in HR 3499. Number 8, Pulkower Port in 61 Virginis. Number 9, Birthnik Orbital in Ross 695, and number 10, Quaglia Dock in Orion. Supplies and where to locate them are in a spreadsheet, which we will post on the Facebook page. We have lots of prizes to give away, mugs, dog tags, bottle caps, 3D printed logos and more. Alvin has raided the prize cupboard. You will need the Hutton Helper installed and running and your statue updated in our lovely page. But most of all, get trucking and let's show those Thargoids how we truck.